Hello and welcome back. My name is Luke and you're listening to another episode of the Next Stage podcast by Web Summit, taking you inside the minds of business and cultural leaders from around the world. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday we're looking at some of the best and brightest minds that Web Summit has to offer. So sit back, relax, and listen in as we hear from the leading minds and industry giants from all over the planet.
I'm Romy Lynch. I'm the co-founder of Quorum Chat. Quorum is a platform that lets you build a business through messaging. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the rise of the solopreneur and how we've helped solopreneurs grow and scale their own business through the pandemic. First of all, you might be wondering what a solopreneur is. Well, a solopreneur is an individual who has set up and runs their own business. This could be full-time or part-time, and it can range from a nutritionist to a mindfulness coach to a fashion stylist or even a business strategist or consultant. These might seem like very different professions, but what unites all of these people is that they have an area of expertise which they are passionate about, and they want to share this passion with the world. For example, one of our most active users is a retail strategist. Let's call her Mary. Mary spent a number of years in large retail before realizing that it was her passion to help smaller retailers grow their business. Pre the pandemic, this consisted of a lot of one-on-one sessions in person, where they would go through the business plan and look at different ways of growing the business. In tandem with that, she has a very large LinkedIn presence where she posts her own blog, she'll appear on podcasts and share them, she might do some videos, and she also hosts a number of workshops. Now, when COVID hit, as we all know, businesses were forced to move online. People had to adapt. They had to look for new solutions. Solopreneurs were no different. Solopreneurs who had previously only been working on this part-time or who only had a small number of clients reevaluated. They looked to scale. For Mary, this meant moving her one-on-one sessions to Zoom calls. But the problem was, Zoom calls do not scale well. They're very time-consuming. They're expensive for the end user, and they're only suitable for a subset of potential users. Not everybody wants advice in the medium of a video call. Also, the expense meant that she could only help a small number of people that she wanted to. When it came to her blog, she realized that the broadcast style wasn't effective enough. The advice was very generic. It was difficult to charge for directly. There is a massive amount of free content available online, and it's really hard to compete with that. There was also very little direct interaction with the end user. For Mary, helping retail strategists was why she got into the solopreneur business. And without the interaction, it no longer held as much attraction for her. That's where Quorum fit in for her. Quorum lets you provide advice by chat and collect payment. It has a very personal feel. Mary's users feel like they're interacting with her directly. It's more popular than ever before. During the pandemic, WhatsApp grew by 40%. It's asynchronous, which means that when one of Mary's users sends her a message, she doesn't have to reply straight away. She can reply whenever. They don't have to be online at the same time. Because it's less time consuming, it's a lot more affordable. Mary can help a lot more people at the same time. And it also adds a new dynamic, which is groups. She can easily scale her offering by offering it to a number of different groups. That's how we've helped solopreneurs grow their business through the pandemic. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to hear more about these topics firsthand, or you want to let us know what you want to hear, be sure to check us out on any of our social media accounts or visit websummit.com. That's websummit.com.